You're listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast with your host, Brandon Suba.
Hello and welcome to the BNI Heartland podcast. My name is Brandon Suba, Regional Growth and Education Director for BNI Heartland. And with me today, I have a member from Rushmore in Rapid City. This is Jim Cunningham, and he is a wealth manager with White Self Financial Group, LLP. Jim, how you doing today?
It's a beautiful day out here.
Well, as we were going around with the Chapter Success Workshop, Jim had the opportunity to talk a little bit of what their chapter did using the Power of One report. And as a lot of you know, we focus on the Power of One report as a mechanism or a tool that chapters can use to increase areas that they want to focus on in their chapter. Now, just as a quick reminder, the things that we track in the Power of One report is attendance, referrals, visitors, one-to-ones, and CEUs. And we believe that if you are doing one of each a week, except for the visitors, so you attend one meeting a week, you bring one referral a week, you do one one-to-one a week, and one chapter education unit or a CEU a week, and bring one visitor a month, then you will be driving your chapter and your personal membership to success. So what Jim has the opportunity is to touch on a couple of those, but what we're going to start with is, and I hear this, when chapters grow, be it over a couple years, and Jim will share where they started and where they went, keeping those relationships strong with the new members can be a challenge. And when you think about a chapter getting up into that 40, 50, 60, in India, you'll hear about 100 some members, I believe that is a challenge. But the Rushmore chapter was able to use the Power of One report to basically not just keep those relationships, but increase their closed business. So, Jim, why don't you start us from, you said, what, about 3 or 4 years ago, and get us kind of up to date?
Sure. Thanks, Brandon. One of the things that we looked at when I became president about 5 years ago was we had just grown from 40 members. We're grown to 40 members. When I joined the chapter, we were at 22, and through leadership over 2 years, we grew to 40 members, and we didn't really want to get a lot bigger because of relationships. So we chose to take a look at the Power of One report and to make a right-hand turn, and how do we deepen the relationships? As you look at your members, you can be a mile wide with members, but if you're only an inch deep, you're not going to get the referrals that you're looking for or the relationships. So we focused on the one-to-ones and the CEUs. We had a member on the CEU side that was doing one a week, and she said, why don't we send these out to the chapter so we can all do CEUs? And we started doing that, and our CEU counts went up. But we also went to focusing more on one-to-ones. And the reason for it is if you want to create a better relationship, 45 seconds during a meeting isn't going to create it. It's got to be the one-to-one process. And so over the course of that year, we improved our one-to-ones from about 500 a year to about 1,400. And in so doing, one of the things that we found was our closed business when I joined was $250,000 with 22 members. And 2 years later, we're at $1,050,000 with 40 members. So again, getting back to the better relationships, we took the right turn and looked at the Power of One report. The other part that we came in is we had about 5 people in the green, and 2/3 or more of our chapter was in the red and grays. Over the course of the next year, the Power of One report went to well over 2/3, actually, were into the green and yellow. So we improved that dramatically. And yes, we lost some members. We netted the year at 32 members. But our closed business went up 30% to $1,350,000 from $1,050,000. And I attribute it solely to the better relationships. Why is that important? Because our referral count did not change. We had 2,400 referrals the year before. We had 2,400 referrals the year I was president. And our referrals went up 30% with 8 fewer members. And when you start looking at that longer term, it's huge. Now, over the course of the 4 or 5 years since I've been president, we're back up to 40 members through visitors, through additional members. And we closed this year at 1.9 million, which equates to almost $50,000 a person.
Wow.
That type of growth would not have been possible to do it. Again, the better your relationship, the better off your chapter will be, because 45 seconds, as I said, is not a long time to create a relationship.
When I talk about growth with a lot of leadership teams, and especially right now as the new leadership teams are coming in, I really tell them that you need to prepare for growth. It's not just the culture of getting visitors there. Obviously, that's the start of it, right? You're not going to grow if you don't have visitors coming in. But you have to be prepared, I think, with a strong mentor so that the new members aren't getting lost in the shuffle. That's a big part of it. But then when you said that you guys dropped members when you started focusing on the power of one, I think it's very common that you do lose members when you implement a system within the chapter that challenges members to not just work on their business in BNI, but on their membership. And those generally go hand in hand, right? BNI is business first. It's part of your business, not in addition to. But focusing on those one-to-ones. And were the CEUs specifically driven? Like, did they focus on inviting for a while and then focus on referrals and focus on one-to-ones? Were they driven, or were they just pretty much picked out randomly?
My year that I was president, they were picked out randomly.
Mm-hmm.
This past year, and this is something I learned through the MSP training, was structure your 45-second or 60-second to be a 3 or 4 or 5 week process, because not everybody's there every week. So if you do a 4 or 5 week process on a topic, you're going to catch everybody at some point,
mm-hmm.
and you're going to catch a thought process from them. So that's one of the things when you looked at our education team this year. We focused on a subject for 2, 3, 4 weeks at a time instead of hopscotching around. So our education system really helped this year. And we had an education team that had been around a couple of years.
Mm.
We were fortunate to have a group of individuals and business owners in our chapter that have been around 5, 6, 7 years. And I'm talking 15 to 20 of us. So we've all heard each other, but we also support each other. We know that when we give a referral, it's going to get taken care of in the proper manner. The other part was the one-to-one, and I was on the membership committee this past year. And being the numbers geek I am, I do look at it as a sales report. When you work for an organization in a sales role, you have sales goals.
Mm-hmm.
I look at the Power of One report as a sales report. And we ended this year, again, with over 2/3 of our chapter in the green and yellow, but we had one person in the gray at the end of the year.
Wow.
And so when you do look at it and you have committed members that are doing the net work, not the net play, not the net fun.
Yep.
It's the net work. When you have people working at it, the success of the chapter takes off, and it really does work. The process does work. It just has to be implemented.
Well, and I think people try to make the BNI process more difficult than it is. And the one goal of that Power of One is, if you're going to have a chapter make goals, I think committing to one versus, you know, like 20, one is so much easier to understand in my head and so much easier to commit to. And when everybody starts rowing in the same direction, that's when you see generally same amount of numbers. But and like I said, I asked him not to throw any numbers my way, but you guys are looking at a 100-150% increase on the closed business side, right?
We're up almost 100% from 4 years ago with essentially the same number of members. The other part to remember this year is, because of the way we count referrals, we had 2,200 referrals. We dropped 200 referrals, and our business has doubled because the referrals are better.
And I think that's one area people miss when they bring a visitor, is when you can show those kind of stats. And we have plenty of business professionals that come through BNI that are very much numbers people. But when they can see those kind of stats and hear that kind of history, it's a lot easier to get them to apply for that application or apply with that application, because they see the value instantly and they want to be part of that. Having the power of one in process within the chapter then says, look, you're a new member. We're going to get you some of the basics, but we follow this concept, and this is how all of us are keeping track of our activity and reaching those goals that we've set and achieving those numbers that you see. So you're embracing them into your culture and giving them mechanisms to succeed.
The one-to-one process, I think, is a hidden genius within BNI. Whenever I did the interviews this year for membership committee, that's one of the first things I said. If you're expecting 40 referrals the first week, I said, you're going to be disappointed. I said, but if you go out and do one-to-ones with the members, and if you notice, our new members did 4, 5, 6 a week. Wow. The first 5 or 6 weeks. And they found out about business and how to refer business, and they learned about each other. And then about 6 months later, they went back and did it again. And when you get those better relationships, one, we see our turnover go down. As you can tell, we've got a long, we're not having to retrain people every year. But also remember that 20 to 30% turnover in members is actually healthy. And that's what a lot of people forget about, is if you have the same group of people for 5 years running, life would get kind of boring.
Sure.
So you get a new meet, you do get to meet new people, you do get to meet new products, you do get to meet a whole new range of organizations that you had no idea. I mean, I've met some people that I thought would never make it in BNI, and one of them just quit her second job because we bombarded her with her first job. How awesome is that to have that? Sit there and say, I don't have to work two jobs. I can spend more time with my family because BNI took care of us. Had another one, had a baby, was out of work for 3 months. And without BNI, would have had to close her business. Today, she's up to 4 or 5 employees besides just herself, and making more money than she ever imagined. So the process works, and if you trust the system and you trust the people that you're working with, life is good.
I always warn people, I give you kind of a closing statement, but I think right there, that was a fantastic closing statement. But do you have any final words as we kind of wrap up this podcast?
When I was president and we looked at the Power of One report, for whatever reason, I was able to look at all of Vince's region. And out of the 40 or 50 chapters that he had in charge at that time, there was about 5 that took the Power of One report to heart. Mm. I hope that number has changed. I haven't looked at everybody else's. It's not my goal to look at everybody else's. But I will guarantee you, if you look at it as a sales report and a commitment report, just like any other business, you're going to see better things longer term from your organization.
I like that, the commitment report. Awesome. Well, for our listeners, as a reminder, these podcasts are for you. If there's ever a topic you would like us to cover in the future, please email us at podcast@bniheartland.com, and we will do our best to cover that in the future. Jim, so many good points that you brought up in this podcast, and thank you so much for sharing your experiences and just kind of what you guys have done the last few years. I think it will be very helpful to our listeners.
Not a problem. Glad to help. It works. Bad part is we have to put up with you a couple times a year.
Only a couple. And for the rest of you, I look forward to talking to you on a future podcast.
Just don't bring snow with you next time.
Oh, I can't make that promise. Can't make that promise.
All right.
Thank you for listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast. For more, follow us on Facebook or go to www.bniheartland.com.